Raise the hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
Can't believe it's only been a week since we spoke last with the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Tortorella. It feels like it's been months. And Hockey and Hounds is brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. And Tort's nice enough to take a few minutes with us now. Torts, it's great to have you. Hope you're doing okay.
It's been a long week. You should talk to my wife.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You know, I mean, you've got the barn to escape to. I'm sure the horses are getting sick of you.
Hey, I'm in the barn all day long. I go in for dinner. That's all I'm allowed. I'm allowed in that house just for dinner and to sleep.
Well, if you're like, listen, I saw like Coach Shaw, that guy's, he's like Mr. Fix-It now. He's painting and Mary's got him doing everything. She probably doesn't want him to go back to work just yet. So I'm sure you're at least getting some stuff done, which is, it's a crazy time. And I know that when we talked last, I think I asked you because it was the day before we were going to possibly do your game against the Penguins with no fans. And there was nothing to comment on because we didn't know at that point when we talked to you. It's surreal. In your gut, do you feel like, well, let me go back. Are you talking to any of your guys? Is everyone just kind of on their own now drifting? Is this just the way it is, or is there any conversation at all?
I talked to Nick early on the first couple of days just about him reminding the players, make sure you stay on top of yourself because we can't do anything together. We can't go into the building. I just had Nick just send a reminder out to everybody, stay on top of yourself as far as conditioning. And that's about it. I haven't talked to Yarmo much. You know, I've just tried to separate it. This is a world health issue. This has really, it's affected hockey, but it really has nothing to do with hockey. It's a very serious situation. We have to listen. We have to go about our business the right way. And if we get back playing, we get back playing. And so I kind of separate them. It's hard to, but I separate both of them.
I guess, and so as you look at that, towards something, when you communicate with your guys, I mean, is there an anticipation that this season will have some sort of finality? Have you heard anything potentially about where this is going or just telling guys to stay in shape or kind of what's been the overall message that you've heard and you've relayed?
Yeah, we get an update. I get an update from Yarmo and Billy Zito every day, usually in the afternoon, just about what the league is saying. I'm reading what you're reading, guys. I think the league wants to have a finality. I think they want the Stanley Cup. But I don't think anybody, you know, I've been asked a lot of questions. Well, how do you think you do it? You can't even answer that because we just don't know how long. And so I'm not going to lose my mind over it. I have an idea of what I do in a 3 or 4 day camp, what I do in a week camp. I have that all set to go. But other than that, there's no sense of pissing or moaning about it. There's no sense of really overthinking it. We got to figure out what's going to happen with the world as far as this is concerned. Forget about the National Hockey League.
Yeah, no, that's great perspective. And honestly, we're just having this conversation as a distraction, really, from what really is going on. Because you're right, it's ridiculous to even think about sports when there are lives at stake here. But I will ask you one more thing about hockey, because it is, people are trying to think as positively as they can. And there are players out there that are proposing timelines and all that. And like you said, it doesn't mean anything. But if this thing were to get going, can you imagine a world where you're in a playoff in September and you're doing draft and free agency in October and then you're starting a regular season in November? Can you even imagine doing that? And would you welcome that if that were to happen?
I welcome anything that the people that are making these decisions want to do. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to give her a raise about it. I'm not sure what's going to happen. Whenever we get the directive of how we're going to go about this, we're going to try to be the best we can be. That's all we can do as a coaching staff, and that's all we can do as an organization. And I just hear a lot of different people throwing out ideas, and this is going to happen. We don't know. And so we'll leave it for the people that make those decisions to get the directive to us, and then we act accordingly from there and try to be the best we can be.
So here's something, Torts, I think that your guys might be interested in. You talked about a lot of ideas. You have, you know, something in place for your, you know, 3-day, 4-day, week camp, whatever it ends up being, if it, you know, when the ramp up takes place, are you going to institute the 2-minute 12 or the 2-mile 12-minute test again? Is that going to be part of it?
You know, I told Nick, I told a couple of the guys, I can't run them because, you know, we're using different muscles running. That run is basically because of some of the things I want them to do during the summer when they are doing some dry land. But there will be some laps involved in here, I'll tell you right now. That is locked into this camp. However many days we have it, the lap work will be there. That's for sure.
My good. Right. You're lucky to ever get back going, and you're bringing guys in that are a little sluggish. You're going to have to get that out of. You're going to have to go Herb Brooks on them pretty fast.
Yes, we will.
All right. So it's such a bizarre time for everybody, and – you know, you say you're spending a lot of time with the animals, and I want to go there real fast. There is zero evidence right now, and I've talked to enough vets over the last week and a half that there is very little evidence that any companion animals can be infected by this specific coronavirus. So there's no evidence.
Thank God you brought that up. Yeah. Thank God, Anthony. Great job.
Well, it's something that is so upsetting, because if we do have to isolate and the pets are there and people, you cannot surrender them to shelters in fear that they're carrying something. There's no room. There's nothing left. We have to band together and take care of the animals the way we take care of our loved ones. And so I want to be very clear that I'm not a veterinarian, but everyone, the experts that I've talked to, the COVID-19, there's no evidence that a companion animal can be infected. Now, the situation is developing, and I have read that you don't want to have your pet around someone that you know does have the virus, just in case.
That's common sense.
Yeah. And you don't, you know, if God forbid, this can live on some objects and inanimate objects, and for a little bit. It's a very unstable virus from what I'm hearing anyway. So, but you don't even want to take a chance that if someone who is contagious is petting your animal, that it's on the fur and then you touch it. And so we're all using that common sense, but dogs or cats as carriers, there's no evidence. There's no reason to drag animals into this.
My wife just went to the vet yesterday, one of our dogs, and asked the question. And we, very highly respected vet out here in Sunbury. And there is no evidence at all that pertains to animals carrying this virus.
That's exactly right. And so with that limited evidence, we have to protect them too. And so we're all going to use common sense with that. With that being said, the shelters, you know, the first thing that goes to my mind is, well, if they're going to shut down the shelters as far as people in and out, which they have, by the way, and I want to get that out there, that if you can foster an animal or you're interested in meeting or greeting an animal, you can still do that. It's Franklin County has now gone to online appointment scheduling. So I want to get that out there. The beginning today, if you want to adopt or foster a dog or schedule a meet and greet, that you can do that. And I'll put out the sign up online, and you can also call. They still have hours, and they can be scheduled over the phone. I'll get those numbers out there. If I say it now, I don't know if people will recall it, but Franklin County Dog Animal Shelter and Adoption Center is open for online and sign up, and please help. Columbus Humane, same thing. So they're trying to limit the amount of foot traffic within the shelter, like we are everywhere. So, and by the way, let me go back for a minute. Franklin County has put in a sleepover program right now, like they did during the holidays. So that's going to go through the end of March, and there are about 30 dogs that could be eligible for that. So if you want to take a look online, please do at franklincountydogs.com to view them. Same thing with Columbus Humane over in Hilliard. They're going to do it by appointment only. Now, it doesn't mean that if you need to reclaim your dog or get food, you don't need an appointment for that. So it's a very trying time, and I will say that the agents over at Columbus Humane, they're even willing to sleep over and lock themselves in there at Columbus Humane so we can care for the dogs and do things. So if you can help with pet food donations, fostering especially, sleepover program at Franklin County, anything you can do, we're willing to help. And here's the important part. We're trying to isolate seniors, too, and they have animals, and they may have animals in need. So if you have neighbors or people that you know that have pets, please alert Columbus Humane and let us know so we can help them get what they need for their animal, because most of these vets don't want people coming in and out either. It's and we're going to do the best we can, but it's very tough for everyone.
It's a great message, though. It's great information that you're sending out here today, though.
Yeah, and so sign up and schedule appointments to meet and adopt dogs. It can still happen, and it's still very much needed. And if you can choose to adopt the dog, the fees are almost nothing. Since Sunday, they've had almost 100 dogs leave for sleepovers at Franklin County.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. So that's good news. And if there are currently 30 dogs still looking for sleepover homes today, and we need to help them as well. So I just got word from them that they're going to have appointments available per hour, and the shelter is asking for every appointment to be limited to just two people. You can bring your dog if you have another dog to meet perhaps the new dog. You can do that. And they're extending the sleepover, as I mentioned, at Franklin County. And then over at Columbus Humane, same thing, by appointment only. And we're going to limit the traffic, and we're going to try to shut this down and be part of the solution. But again, domestic dogs and cats, there is no evidence right now that they would be carriers. So please try to have common sense, limit your interactions. We're not going to get people together at dog parks. It's just we have to act as if they're your child, which they are for most of us, and make sure that you keep them safe as well. So that's where we are, Torts. How's everybody in your family and everybody doing okay?
Everybody's good. Everybody's good here. Yeah, thank you for asking. And I just hope everybody is stays smart and just stays healthy, including you two guys here.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you, and hopefully we'll kind of continue this every week, because there'll always be something to talk about with the animals. So Hockey and Hounds will take the lead here. The Hounds part will take the lead as we move forward, which you and I love anyway. So be well, and we'll be talking with you.
All right. Be smart, guys. Stay healthy. Good talking to you, Bobby.
You got it. Thanks, Torts. That's Torts. Hockey and Hounds is brought to you by Tell Higher Credit Union, who continues to sponsor our segment here. So if you're looking for a new home or improving the one you have, Tell Higher Credit Union. Great rates, flexible terms. Go to tellhio.org for them to help you out. All right, we'll come back with an NFL two-minute drill, get you up to date on everything going on and whether Tom Brady is ready to be signed and sealed. Should be happening anytime now. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Can't get enough Buckeyes? We've got you covered. The Buckeye Show. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.